your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
A record number of people are being convicted of violent crimes against women and girls in England and Wales. Emma has more for KMFM.
In the year to April, charges were brought in more than 107,000 cases, up nearly 20% on the previous year. Director of Public Prosecutions, Alison Saunders, says the figures are actually promising.
We have been saying for some time now that we would like more cases to come through because we knew that what we had was only the tip of the iceberg, really.
It's thought more people are coming forward because of the Jimmy Savile effect. Katie Russell's from Rape Crisis.
That is, as we understand it, adult survivors of childhood sexual abuse.
The stats include cases of rape, domestic violence and so-called honour crime.
This is KMFM News.
A woman in her 70s has died following a crash involving a car and a lorry near Ashford. Emergency crews, including the air ambulance, were called to the A2070 at Brenzett yesterday afternoon. The woman who was driving died at the scene. Another woman who was a passenger is being treated in hospital. It's emerged an East Kent Health Trust hired a banned doctor to treat patients in one of its hospitals. Kieran has the details for KMFM.
Well, Levon Mahitarian managed to get a job as a GP at Ashford's William Harvey after stealing the name of a real doctor in Thanet and went on to see hundreds of patients. A court heard the 36-year-old had never completed formal training in the UK and had been struck off by the General Medical Council. The Georgia-born doctors admitted he'd failed to declare he was no longer entitled to practice as a doctor in the UK between August 2013 and April 2014. The trust which runs the hospital says no harm has been caused by his actions.
A 25-year-old man has been taken to hospital in London following a stabbing in Ramsgate. Emergency crews were called to King Street just before 4 yesterday afternoon. Following reports, a man had been stabbed in the back. Police say he was targeted by 5 men. The victim suffered wounds to his chest. Police are appealing for witnesses. 10 migrants have been found in a lorry in Folkestone. It's thought they managed to get into the back of the HGV during recent disruption in Calais. The group have now been taken to the Dover Immigration Centre.
KMFM News.
Folkestone's become the first place in Kent to bring in new laws to crack down on antisocial behaviour. Public space protection orders are going to be used in the town, making it an offence to be repeatedly caught begging, drinking on the street or taking legal highs. Fines of up to £1,000 can be handed out. Here's Councillor Jenny Hollingsby.
It's not going to stop people who are perhaps having a snooze in a deck chair up on the leaves by the bandstand. It's not that at all. It is purely to get rid of this antisocial behaviour.
A size zero mannequin placed in a new look store in Tunbridge Wells has been removed following criticism by shoppers. The dummy was taken down from the window of the store along Longfield Road after people complained it was an unrealistic size. You can let us know what you think about this by voting in our poll at kentonline.co.uk. And Glastonbury Festival will host a special screening of the Amy Winehouse documentary later today. The film charts the singer's rise to fame, her struggle with drugs, and features interviews with people who knew her best. Director Asif Kapadia says he would have offered Amy some advice after the release of her second album, having now studied her life.
I wish after Back to Black she'd just knocked out an album, just anything, just knock out some experimental thing, because I think failure is a good thing in the long term, kind of longevity of your career. I think the longer she left it after Back to Black, the more difficult it was to bring out something, because there's this pressure of somehow following up a huge hit.
The film has been criticised by her dad Mitch, who lives in Greenhithe. It'll be released in cinemas next Friday.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and plays underway at Canterbury, where Australia are warming up for the Ashes with a 4-day game against Kent. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, the sides are meeting at Canterbury with less than 2 weeks to go until the first test in Cardiff. A short time ago, the tourists were 91 without loss. Speaking before the game, Kent captain Sam Northeast says it's a great experience to take on the best in the world.
You know, you play a little bit against players in county cricket when they come overseas and stuff, but I think this will be a completely different challenge over the next 4 days.
Football and England under 21 boss Gareth Southgate says he wants to stay in the job despite his side failing to make the semi-finals at the European Championship. A 3-1 defeat to Italy last night left them bottom of Group B with just one victory from 3 matches. The decision not to pick players like Raheem Sterling and Ross Barkley is also being questioned. And the US anti-doping agency is reportedly investigating Mo Farah's coach Alberto Salazar over allegations he helped some athletes cheat. There's no suggestion of any wrongdoing on Farah's part. The American athletics coach has written an open letter denying allegations made against him.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.